Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
In a 371-18 vote, our elected Congress appeared to be moving towards making pedophobia a hate crime. They stated that President Trump has not condemned the QAnon conspiracy, which revolves around the baseless theory that Trump and his allies are working to expose a cabal of Democrats, media figures, and celebrities who are running an international child trafficking ring. They went on to say that the First Amendment is a powerful weapon. Turning that weapon on those who use fantasies as a menacing grift is the responsibility of reasonable citizens, legislators, and executives. The same Congress who has paid out $15 million of taxpayer money to silence their own victims of sexual harassment want to weaponize the First Amendment to silence anyone who suggests that Democrats, media figures, and celebrities are involved in child trafficking. They say the claim is baseless, but that is an obvious lie. And it's not just the Democrats. In the 1980s, foster children from Nebraska were being auctioned off at elite parties on the East Coast and sent as prostitutes to powerful politicians, including at the White House. A federal grand jury got involved to rule that the explosive testimony of the victimized foster children was a hoax. The Vatican has been exposed for years of covering up a hidden pedo culture within the Catholic Church. Hillary Clinton's State Department covered for a pedophile ambassador. Oprah Winfrey promoted a man who was enslaving women, impregnating them, and selling their babies internationally. Hollywood, Nickelodeon, and Disney have all been exposed for rehiring convicted pedophiles to work with children. And the mainstream media tells you that this is all fantasy. After WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, masses of people began investigating child sex trafficking, and nothing has been the same ever since. Following his inauguration, President Trump vowed to fight the epidemic of human trafficking. He signed executive orders to do so. And over 1,500 pedophiles involved in child sex trafficking operations were arrested, all within his first month as president, and the mainstream media ignored it. In June of 2017, Ivanka Trump said that ending human trafficking is in our moral and strategic interests and is a top priority of the White House. Big arrests continued all over the globe, reported by local media only. Thousands of arrests, thousands of children rescued, including infants. NXIVM cult leaders have been charged with child porn and sex trafficking. Their leader was an outspoken advocate of pedophilia. They ran multiple daycare centers. For several years, there has been talk about Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, the Lolita Express, used to ferry powerful people to his private pedophile island, including dozens of times by Bill Clinton, seen here partying with convicted pedophile and deep state witness George Nader. Bill Gates, who was also associated with Jeffrey Epstein, employed a former Microsoft engineer to work on his private estate, who was arrested on the Gates property in 2014 for possessing over 6,000 images of child rape and assault, including the rape of boys and girls as young as 8 years old. The man only did 90 days in jail. The same fat losers who have gotten rich off of corrupt side deals for years, who have paid out $15 million to silence their own victims. The same worthless elected officials who have been stalling any and all investigations into the crooked establishment which they have exploited for decades. Now want to weaponize the First Amendment to silence anyone who suggests they or their Hollywood media cohorts might be involved in child sex trafficking. The crime of pedophilia is recorded in history, all the way to the Bible. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. But times have changed, and we don't need to bother with millstones any longer. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You know, I've been blessed in 46 years, 46 orbits of the sun, to get to see the top of Hollywood, the top of DC, all of it means nothing to me. But to know these listeners and viewers that love us and the station owners and all the supporters out there, to know John Bound now for almost 10 years, to know Greg Reese, I mean, these are rock stars to me. You guys are going to be co-hosting with Harrison Smith in Sunday Live. Owen's off tonight. That's coming up 6 to 8 tonight. We're really looking forward to that. Basically commercial free. We just run 6 minutes of ads at the bottom and top of the hour for stations, but we don't have the ads. So that's coming up in about an hour from now, or 54 minutes from now. But what a historic time to be alive and to know the deep state backed by China is trying to overthrow the country and to have them not even hiding it and to see it all coming out. Guys, let's go to John Bound because everybody loves your videos. They love the work you do. You've done producing here, investigative journalism, you name it for so long. But here you are. What would you call this period as a father, as a husband? What would you call this time right now?
Well, I think a lot of us are wrestling with the definition for what is happening. What the hell is happening? And, you know, for me, for months, I've been saying, well, it's a self-loathing. The culture has a self-loathing. They hate themselves. They hate each other. They especially hate people like me and yourself who believe in freedom. But it's actually far worse than that. It's a cultural phenomenon that's been around in circles for a few years. It's been spoken about on the internet. It's called oikophobia. Oikos, the first word is the Greek word for home. So these people hate their home, and it's a phenomenon that has happened in...
They hate themselves.
They hate themselves. They hate the home. They hate the religion, the predominant religion. And it's been aggressively pushed into
their
mind.
No wonder they're so unhappy. They're taught by the left to hate themselves.
And it's not just the millennial generation. It's not just Generation Z. It's the boomer generation, too.
Well, they handed it down.
Right. It's part of their whole me generation outlook. And, you know.
Well, I hate bad parts of myself, but I got to have something to replace it. What they're replacing it with is 100 times worse.
Well, how empty is it for me not to have any empathy for the two of you? I mean, what if I just came in here and all I did was think about myself? I can't do that as a human being. That's not how this country was formed.
Well, notice how they don't care about China running slave camps for Muslims and Christians and Buddhists. Like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's white people. It's bad. It's a joke. Greg Reese, what would you call this?
I was talking to John about it earlier, and yeah, it's definitely a spiritual battle. And you can see in the past 100 years how the base level ego of every citizen in America basically has been stimulated and overstimulated through advertising and propaganda, social
media.
That's
it. They don't know what's real anymore. It's like fake stimulus versus real stimulus.
Absolutely. And that puts people in this.
Here's the example.
Illusion.
My dad's dad was a B-17 pilot, highly decorated dude, did his missions, then ground troops after that invading Italy. They'd see a move with violence. He'd say, let's leave. And it wasn't that he was a wimp. He knew violence wasn't a joke. like watching people get shot and killed was not a joke to him. He'd actually done it. But they're all desensitized, so when the real thing's happening, they don't know anymore.
No, and they're starting it. They're starting a war with their fellow neighbors and fellow Americans, and they don't seem to have any clue as to what they're doing. I mean, it's we're getting
they're almost, like, we came up and shot you in the head, you fought back, or
right.
We came up and blocked your car, and you didn't do anything. You got mad at us. Why'd you? I hit you in the face, and you fought back.
Yeah, and what are we supposed to do? Where are they leading us? It's not where our leaders taking us. Where are we supposed to eventually be led? What are we supposed
total
to
civil do? War? Because the Jeff Bezoses and the George Soroses and the Mark Zuckerbergs are never held accountable. We kill each other. We get killed at a checkpoint by Antifa. They don't die. And I don't even want to kill them. But they're assaulting us. And Bill Gates is coming with a vaccine. So, okay.
And they've tried to control.
It's where you want. It's where you get.
They've tried to control all of this, but it is, and made it look organic. But the only organic part of this is the resistance. And the resistance has always been there through
history. That's beautiful. It's true. All of Black Lives Matter, all of Antifa is funded by these super rich billionaires. And then we're the real resistance.
Yeah. And we've been here for eons, and we'll always be here until the end of the universe. And so, you know, the Terminator robots, they're not out there yet. It always goes on. You know, my ancestor, John Bowne, is the man responsible for religious freedom in this country. Look it up. That's in my DNA. I can't do anything about it.
Your dad's a famous journalist.
My dad's a journalist, but, you know, we didn't own slaves. The John Bowne house is at the end of the abolitions highway.
No, they don't care. They say all white people are bad. It's this guilt, this identity they put on us. They say blacks are slaves, so blacks are controlled by Democrats, and then whites are evil to be their slaves. Those that give you identity are your masters. And so we need to reject their identity.
And it's our love for freedom and our love for God that gives us a sense of purpose, that gives us a sense of life and motivation every day. And that's what everyone else is lacking. And because they don't have that sense of purpose, because they don't have that incredible spirit behind them, then they're just completely lost.
So it is both. I agree, Greg Reese. The left, we don't sense the pleasure. They're soulless idiots.
Yeah.
They look dead. They act dead. What's wrong with them? Why do you have a soul? Why are you operating? Why are you successful? They're not.
I was just talking about this with John before the show. And for me, it seems like to me that the main power of having faith in God is it gives you a sense of humility, which allows you to get past your ego and serve others and find
Christ
a sense of purpose.
Died for all of us.
Absolutely.
And these people want to be God.
And
you have to admit you're not God. You can't run it.
They're convinced each one of them is convinced they're God. And that's how they recognize each other. Is the Godhead in each one of them, which is completely soulless.
And they can't wipe their own ass.
It, not only that, they have no reference points. They accept themselves and their iPhones that they're staring at every day. And race.
They're losers seeking power.
I mean, look around you. If you set your iPhone down for a second and looked around you, you wouldn't see white people, black people. You'd see the American people. We've been here for hundreds of years. We've mixed races. We are Americans. We're not one or the other. It's not black and white.
They know that. They're just, you look at, they're the losers.
They're the losers, and they're being organized to destroy and make us all lose. So at what point, you know,
look at these people. It's like Mount Youth Brigade. Sorry, they're like 18-year-old women.
And they're dumb,
and they're aggressive.
Yeah, and this woman says, you guys are stupid. You know, and I guess I don't know how to react to these people except to laugh at them.
Because all I want them to have is freedom. And they literally think, because I'm white, it's a white woman telling me I'm the devil.
Well, and that's the phenomenon of oikophobia. What happens is civilization becomes very successful, and the wealthy people move up. And then the people that are on the lower rung, they try to move up too. But they end up, they're not moving up fast enough, and they start hating everything. So they think that they're going to inherit.
It's class envy.
It's class envy. It's a class envy.
Because if everybody was poor, they wouldn't care. But because there's like, exactly.
Right, right. And that's what they want. They want to be on the dole. They want to be poor. They want to be Marxist. They want to have get lined up and get shot in the back of the head, put into a ditch. That's what they want because they're nuts.
Well, yeah, you definitely don't get prosperity the road they're taking us. I mean, it's like guaranteed.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
And if only they realized the incredible purpose and meaning that you could have in life by just simply taking responsibility for your own actions, by just simply working hard and serving others and serving your family, they're missing out on incredible life.
Well, that's what the lockdown is making it impossible to work hard and succeed. The whole game is we're so powerful, the whole satanic system is that this whole alien system is don't let us be successful and teach us how great we are, think we're losers. But just our connection to God is winning.
Well, that's something Greg and I were talking about was even the people that don't think they're satanic, even if you think you're an atheist, at this point you got to choose sides because you're going to end up satanic if you choose that side.
Yeah, exactly. People say, why are you so religious now? Because it's all coming down, man.
It's all
we'll be
coming
right back.
Down.
Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. I'm your host, Alex Jones, John Pound. Been here almost 10 years. Gregory's been here about 3 years. They're all here. Great guys. I'm your host. Guys, what would you define this period of time that we're in right now with 29 days out from the election, 109 out from the inauguration, and what they're doing to President Trump? Because we don't come out with, like, Jeff Zucker has a talking point we all parroted. These are guys I respect. They have different views. But like the leftist media, Media Matters, a bunch of others, go, look, Jones is saying he could really have COVID, or it could be something else they poisoned him with. Why is he saying different things? He's a fraud. No, that's called actually being real and being authentic. What do you think is going on right now with Trump and with the coronavirus that we're hearing and him at Walter Reed? What do you think is going on, John Bell?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing about InfoWars is it wakes you the hell up. And you turn on Fox News, turn on MSNBC, that just puts you right back to sleep. Everything's fine.
Here's what I'm saying. They all had pre-interviews before.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is we didn't do a pre-interview.
No.
They can't even imagine that. That's what I'm saying is it's just real.
No.
It's the respect of real people.
I showed up here. I ran into him in the hall. Like I just said, you know, I'm glad to be here talking to you guys about these things I think about all day long, and the audience
want that.
Thinks
we, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't take
we respect
any,
you.
Well,
we love you.
I love you.
John,
too.
You don't love you, right?
Yeah, of course I do.
You know, Greg, I love you, right?
I love you too, man.
Yeah.
They could be shut down very soon. It makes me love every person here even more.
Well, and
so we're so close. It's a quickening. I'm not even scared. I'm just like trying to say bye to everybody, you know?
Well, the audience out there has no voice. We're that voice. We are that voice. And they hate that voice.
I can't stand the enemy so close to extinguishing our voice, but they'll never succeed.
No, and that's how this country will not remain. If the voice is completely extinguished, then we're gone. But that's how this country was formed. This voice has always been.
They try to suppress the voice.
Always tried to suppress
the voice. That's what caused the war. So what would you call this period of time?
I would call it, and it's this word that you, in the... You know, the 10 years I've been here, I used to work back there and work the board and all that. But you kept saying this word. And I would always think, that's Eastern Europe. That's Russia. And the word is balkanization. And we're starting to head in the United States. They're talking about seceding in California, Oregon, and Washington. Black separatists want their own little area in Georgia. When that happens, where does our military go? When that happens, where does our police go? Where do we go? Do I have to pick that I'm going to move somewhere out west, a little place out west I'm not going to talk about? Do I got to figure out which people I can be with now? No, this is
they're herding you into a cult.
Yeah.
In the name of fighting racism.
And I'm a very optimistic person, I think, through all of this. But the day that President Trump and Melania Trump announced that they had COVID and they were going into the hospital, I would say that's the day that my optimism ended. I don't think
this isn't a stunt. They got hit. He looks sick. They hit him with something.
And to have him at Walter Reed Hospital, surrounded by big pharma,
so
military-industrial complex, and if he were to die from quote-unquote COVID, it just seems to me like everything the enemy has everything wrapped up. So I've never seen the enemy so close to victory through all this until right now, 30 days out from the election. I'm just dying to see the president get the hell out of that hospital. The one good thing I've seen is it does seem like his family seems to be spending a good amount of time surrounding
him. But they admit those two treatments are deadly. I mean, each one's very dangerous.
Absolutely. There's no reason why you would give the president of the United States experimental drugs, dangerous experimental drugs,
at a time like this.
Well, both of them, they admit you only give us money on their deathbed. So, but then they spun it, and the press guy was, oh, he asked for it. Maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
Well, you know, the cocktail, is half of it is completely experimental. And so, as Rappaport said, you know, we're probably looking at Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week when things are really, you know, he's in the car right now. It's all the, you
people
know,
spinning on the front stage. You know, he's lost like 20 pounds. He looks,
yeah. I mean, the synthetic antibodies made up of human B cells and mice cells are all attaching themselves to him in a clinical trial.
Think about
trial.
That. It's like we wake up in this Frankenstein world.
Yeah.
We're putting mouse cells in the president.
In the president. And he doesn't
and they
even
never
need
crossed it with Remdesivir.
No, and we're experimenting with our president?
And they don't even have to kill him. They just have to make him sick and keep him down.
And then they say, because I watched the press conference yesterday after I shot my video, they're like, well, we're monitoring him at the hospital because of these experimental treatments. They admitted it.
Yeah.
To cover their ass.
Absolutely. And if they were to kill him, I mean, it's better than JFK. It even though,
because then it legitimizes the whole COVID crap.
Absolutely, 100%. And they can just shut everything down, and they can scare the hell out of everyone.
I'm sure Trump's smart. I'm sure he thought of those angles.
I would think so.
But I mean, my God.
And the doctor came out, and he's saying that he won't release oxygenation levels and all these other levels that he's going through. And at the same time, Mark Meadows is leaking to the press that things don't look that good. So we're getting two
stories. Yeah, we should have started the show like, Mark Meadows is like a chief of staff. Oh, Trump's not doing too good.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. And, I mean, just look at him. And I don't want to go into Nostradamus stuff, but, of course, you know the Baba Vaga prediction that she predicted that Trump would go deaf and get the disease and go deaf.
A bunch of people saying Trump's going to die.
But where do we go from there? And what happens to Pence? What happens to this election? You know, they're so arrogant right now, they're saying, hey, you know, these hearings that Lindsey Graham is doing about digging back into, and because now we have all the puzzle pieces about what happened, Hillary behind the entire Russia collusion hoax. We've got all the puzzle pieces now. All we just need a few more from Haspel, who's just hanging on to the last little bit. And they're saying, nah, we're going to shut that down. We're going to shut down the Supreme Court nominee. We're all going to go on vacation.
And the whole Western world is moving rapidly towards global tyranny right now. Even if we pull ourselves out of it, we still have, I mean, who are our allies? So it really comes down to President Trump. And then now that we see President Trump.
Well, we don't just say that. We get penalized for supporting Trump. America is under attack. This is real.
100%. The entire world is depending. The enemy
people
is depending
say,
on destruction.
Oh, you're
America.
Established, but now you support the president. A president making a run at the globalists? Damn right I do.
Yeah, well, Trump, I don't think Trump really ever was establishment. You know?
Well, he's the only challenger.
Oh, there's no
we've
doubt
seen.
That he's his own establishment.
Yeah.
They just see him as a threat. Whether he's good or bad, he's being the president.
I mean,
and they don't like that.
Almost 4 years of the establishment just beating us over the head for trying to be the establishment.
And now that he's in the hospital, I think everyone is starting to realize how important things are right now, because there's a certain level of insecurity I think everyone feels that Trump is in the hospital. Up until now, there was, no matter what side you were on, you know, how awake you were, how stupid you were, there was a certain lack of interest. But right now, everyone, I think, realizes how important his role is and what's going to happen if he dies.
Sure. What do you make of the statements? Oh, he did it. He's faking it. I know Trump, he's very by the book. That doctor came in, it could have been a false positive, but he looks sick. Let's talk about it with John Bowne. Let's talk about it with Greg Reese. I'm Alan Jones in the next two segments. And then we've got 2 hours of Sunday Night Live with these guys are going to be there. We're going to have the host, Harrison Smith, knocking out of the park. This is one hell of a time to be alive. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We have a new week of massive savings at preparewithalex.com. Our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible has led to new ways to save on preparing your family for what comes next. For the next 7 days, we work together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need in case of an emergency. With $150 off the 3-month food supply, $300 off the 6-month food supply, $600 off the 1-year food supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filter, and $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Bank Charger and 28 LED Room Light. With food, water, and energy covered, your entire comprehensive emergency preparedness guide is now at extreme discounts. Plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, but these deep discounts will only last until the end of the week. Order online or call to place an order at 888-411-0350 or preparewithalex.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jones here back live with Greg Reese and John Pound, two voices you know, here in studio with us on this live Sunday night. We were just talking about the collapse of civilization, what the globalists are attempting to do. I think if the controllers of it realize they're not going to get away with collapsing things and blaming it on politicians or parties, if people know it's Bill Gates, they know it's Jeff Bezos, because I know they're scared of this. I'll leave it at that. They're scared of being identified as the authors of this. What can we do 29 days out from election? What's going to unfold? What's going to happen? Why would people go against their own self-interest? What would you call, I keep going back to this, this period of time we're in, and what can we do now to have a pro-human outlook? Guys, who wants to take it first?
To me, it seems like the biggest enemy, the biggest threat is the media. Right now, what we're left with is an awakened population and a brainwashed sheeple population, and the herd is only going to be moved by the media.
And the media can weaponize the herd like a stampede.
They've been doing it all year. They've actually turned that herd into a weapon, going on the streets and attacking civilians, citizens, just people driving home from work.
That's right. They've established martial law. They've established right to kill. Right to shoot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pathetic.
And that's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And the only thing, in my opinion, that's ever going to shift the herd is the media. So the media has to be broken down, dismantled, exposed, altered, changed, or something.
Well, we got to vote with our dollars. I mean, you got to unsubscribe from Netflix. You got to stop using Amazon. You know,
2.5 million this week dumped Netflix.
Yeah, and great.
And God, it's open pedophilia.
And you need to stop even flipping through MSNBC and CNN, and you need to tell people.
We have daughters. When you look at that pedophilia, it makes me want to attack.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, is that it's what it's going to come down to are the parents. See, a lot of you don't understand because you're not a parent and you don't have kids. And I know you hear this all the time. But until you've got somebody you all of a sudden got to take care of and you got to make sure that they get through this life. And we're looking at 20 years from now. What are we looking at? What is my kid looking at? What are our kids looking at?
It makes you take action.
Hell yeah. And not only that, you talk about humility and loving one another and all of that. We have a duty as parents. I've made it this far. I'm pushing 50. You'll be 50 soon. And we've made it this far. I've had friends that have died, didn't make it this far. So I will put my life on the line for my child's future and this country. And we're reaching a point.
And it's not like you're even, like you're doing them a favor. You wanted to already take action. That's what I'm saying is they don't get like, they've got us where we can't wait much longer. It's like it's a demand. It's like, you're going to do it.
And we have to. And the only way we're going to win is if we forget about, we have to forget about going back to normal. We have to forget about our comfortable lives. We have nothing but hard road ahead of us. And the sooner we can get over that, sacrifice our lives to serve our children and our grandchildren. That's the only way we're going to win.
And we weren't always like this either.
That's powerful, though.
We're Generation X. And so there was a time when we completely wanted to take down. There's an adolescent mindset where you want to take down the system. But as you grow older, you realize this system was built for you. But these people can't realize that. They want to take down.
Well, they want to subvert the system. The system has problems. They want to subvert it.
They want to subvert it for their own ego and for their own place, their own Twitter handle, and their own Facebook
page. They don't want to play God, so what's going to unfold?
And we're talking about the system, and the system we're learning now is so delicate. I mean, humanity is basically, we're just a few years away from being in the jungle. We're half animal, we're half soul, and the system that we built is a miraculous system that allows us to be both and live in a civilized manner. But the whole thing could fall apart in weeks. So what's going to happen next? The only way we're ever going to get through this, I think at this point there's going to be war.
War.
Exactly how it looks like.
War.
Tell you,
war is here. War. Yeah.
It's coming.
Get ready for war.
It has to.
And we're not happy about war.
No. Yeah. But think of the ancient civilizations. We don't even understand half of the stuff that all line up with
already,
the stars.
The Atlantis blew up.
Yeah, and all, you know, the Egyptian and the Mayan.
Think about war.
And it always ends in war. There's always a part of that that gets too powerful and goes through the same thing.
Because there's a satanic group that wants to kill everybody.
Yeah, right. And they have,
it forces war.
And they have to suck the souls out of the population.
It's like, I'm going to kill everybody. Like, no, you got war, dude.
And the difference
okay, you want to kill me? I'm going to kill you.
The difference between this war will be unlike any war we have ever seen in our lifetimes. I would say it's safe to say that most of the wars we grew up with are corporate wars that were started under false premises. This war is, I mean, for lack of a better word, perhaps a Christian revolution of some sort.
Providence.
Your average providence, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Christian call it a jihad is still the Islamic term, but we are under attack. It's a crusade. They're going to come for you because your relationship with God. They're going to know in the algorithm you're connected to the big guy. They want you gone.
Yeah, it's the war in heaven is about to happen here on earth.
And it gives us incredible strength knowing that we're serving God, knowing that we are not just serving ourselves.
Obviously, we want prosperity and freedom. They want death.
Yeah.
God Almighty, that's what's so sick. The people that serve it, they laugh. They go, oh, we've got you. We're going to get you and torture you. Like, you think I'm scared of that? That's 5 minutes long, man.
What is their reward? Ignorance and
they're
death.
Not conscious. They turn their will over, John. They're not there, brother.
It's hatred. They just feed on this hatred.
They go, it's beyond hatred.
I mean, all the stuff said about
Trump. They turn their soul over, brother.
He's a racist, a misogynist, all this. And it's none of it's true. They don't. There's no.
They don't
none
care
of it is
though.
True.
They turn their will over.
I mean, Trump is a man.
Once you
just
turn
like the
your will over,
us.
Once you turn your will over, you have your film. It's like he's like, give us one of the keys to your brain.
Yeah.
You haven't done that.
Well, and they're about to take the keys to all of our brains. You know.
Sometimes lately, when I get a little over anxious or excited, I'll have to get on my knees and ask God, please take this energy in me, work through me, use me as a tool for your will. And if I didn't have that, if I was like the rest of these people, guaranteed the dark forces would be using my energy and my body for their will. And so
all of that image, that's our future. Unlimited power. God, these Satanists cannot stand how powerful we are. They want to shut us down and steal it right now.
Absolutely. And the beauty of the family, the organic, natural way of living for humans on Earth, the mother, the father, and the children, it all has to be built upon that or it all goes to hell.
Because we're on this planet. It's all real. Think about, we have to accept how powerful we are. We have to accept that responsibility.
Absolutely. And right now, it's up to all of us. It's up to everyone. And this is why I feel so bad for the herd, is because they're missing out on one of the most epic opportunities that life ever has to offer, which is to actually take responsibility, stand up, fight evil, clean the garden, and create a world for our grandchildren. They're missing out on all of it.
Think what we've already done. It's unlimited.
And they have an excuse for everything you just said. They have an anti-argumentative, you know, Baphomet.
And I agree. That's why we just ignore argument. Them. Because we know all they build is failure. All they build is betrayal.
Well, and it is amazing that we were given Christ. You know, it really is. Because
that's the real deal. Like, God comes down to show you.
I mean, when you sit back and look at it and Christ comes here and says, it's all about love. It's not about ego. It's not about destroying people for your own gain in life. It's about all of us. It's about oneness of humanity.
It's about unlimited power.
And we can
which we don't even want, but you have to be ready for it.
And I don't care. I don't care about the free. I believe in freedom. So you have the freedom to be whoever you want to be. Believe in whatever you want to believe, but don't tell me to believe in it.
Don't tell me to worship your CNN and your Islam and all this other crap. Be right back, folks. We're going to...
This is awesome.
We'll do the final. You're awesome. You got to continue your hosting 2 hours after I leave. I'll be listening. We need you.
You got a lot on my mind.
You have a lot. You have done well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy.
Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in a pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get a power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I.
Coming up, 2 hours of transmission with our brothers, John Bowen, from the Greg Reese, and Harrison Smith.
Was made strong by the hand of the Almighty.
By the end of the Almighty.
So I'm telling you, there's times I don't know stuff. I'm up against the enemy, and like God just goes, like you get lit up, and you intellectually know, and you spiritually know, and you know you can't be beat.
That's a really good point. This always comes up with me, weekend, especially lately. Does this happen to you too, Greg? You do a report, and sometimes you don't even feel like you're in charge. Sometimes things come to you that you need to relay because there's so many people out there. When I was a DJ, I would get calls from people that were so synchronistic. I would know, I would start playing a song and they would call and say, "Can I hear the song?" You're connected to your audience.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
Oh, it happens all the time. And it's almost predictable when a report comes on, like just inspired and rapid and quick and gets it out, that those tend to be over the target. Whereas if I spend a lot of time, you know, trying to pick a report and stuff like that. It's like the more ego is involved in my report, the less effective it is. But you can feel the spirit.
Right.
It just comes on fast and hard.
It's almost like when you do too much research, you get too much into it. Those aren't the ones that are successful.
Exactly.
It's the one where God just says, hey, come on.
Right.
We need this out.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
Usually my ego is actually questioning.
And again, they want their broadcast to be God. We're tuning to God.
No.
We're tuning to the real thing.
No, that's not.
So what do you expect to happen to Trump? He's not perfect. They're trying to get him. What do they do if they lose? What? We're 29 days out. This is going to be hysterical. They're not contesting legally. They're going to contest fraudulently. They've said they're going to contest.
Well, you know, we were just saying that Obama, you know, 6 years ago, Obama would do these things. Yet he knows about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, so he knows just how far it can go. We're way beyond that now.
Yeah, no one follows anything now.
Yeah, now it's just whatever the orders are from headquarters to Pelosi and Schumer, whatever the next move is, that's where they're going. They're not going to follow the Constitution. I mean, look at the First Amendment. We're sitting here on a website. We're not on Twitter. We're not on social media. We've been banned in the United States of America.
Our will is the listener's will to share that link on their private messenger via email. If listeners don't do it, it doesn't. Exactly.
We've been occupied. You know, absolutely. I mean, we kind of just let that go. We fall asleep and let that go. But just think about that. You know, I mean, we're sitting here in the United States. Our First Amendment guarantees that as the press, as the media, we're allowed to inform the people, so we're protected. We're not protected. It's been taken away from us.
That's Trump's greatest failure.
And the people that have been weaponized don't even understand that. They don't even seem to care about freedom of speech. They seem to think that freedom of speech and the Second Amendment are outdated. And
they're followers. They get off on joining. They have Stockholm Syndrome.
It's like you used to always say trendy. I think the trendy is a great way of explaining it. Whatever pop culture tells them everyone else is doing is what these people will get on board and doing. Even if that includes getting rid of our Bill of Rights, even if that includes killing the president, hunting down Trump supporters, they'll just go along with every bit of it.
Well, take China. It's put in by the globalists. It's killing millions of people a year. It's doing all this. I was on Drinking Bros podcast today, and they're like, I'm saying this stuff. They're like Googling it. Wait, there are 3 million Muslims in death camps. There are 1 million in death camps. They are selling their organs. China advertises they have the organs. Imagine if Trump was selling people's organs. Trump doesn't want to sell organs. It's like, well, he's a white guy. He must be bad. Selling organs is okay.
And everyone's on board, at least the herd. The herd's all on board with communist China, as if communist China is the future.
Because they think that's how they're winning, because
exactly.
Leaders aren't involved.
Exactly. They're just going to go along with whatever they're told, no matter how insane or dangerous it is. And that's why things are so dangerous. If it wasn't for the media, if it wasn't for these millions of brainwashed people, it would be
well,
over.
That's the paradox, that prosperity creates monsters, adversity creates men. You just put a graph up earlier that kind of explained it. Hard times build strong men, you know, good times breed weak men, and then bad times, you know, make smart men stand up and take over again. But what do you do with people that fundamentally want to be chumps?
Well, look at how much they do hate Trump, and they don't understand who Trump is. And he's been, since Ronald Reagan, he's been out there gradually telling us, yeah, I might run. And he's been criticizing all of the policies, and the population has been like, yeah, he's right. And they hate him so much, and they've made so many lies about him. Why do they hate him so much? Because he's successful. Why do they hate you so much? Why does the media hate you so much? Because you're successful, regardless of the system that's been put in place to keep people like you out. You've been successful.
What they really hate
they
is
hate
the people.
Success.
They hate the people's desire.
They hate positive success. And that's what this country creates. That's the system we live in. You can be anything you want. Look at what they've done to the music industry. It doesn't even exist anymore.
It's just
crap. It's just propaganda. There are real musicians out there, ladies and gentlemen, but you'll never hear about them. No, you're gonna hear about Cardi B. You know? I mean, there are probably Bob Dylans and Jimi Hendrixes out there right now. But they're gone. They're taken away from you just like we were.
And take the Black Lives Matter, where they took all the things over and put black artists out that they chose were cop killer stuff. I don't care if it's black music, white music, whatever it is, I listen to it, it's good. the idea that they control now what you listen to, that is so authoritarian. What do you guys with Harrison Smith, because when this show ends, you're going to have the new Sunday Live, Owen normally hosts it. He's off today. So Harrison Smith, you guys are going to be here. What are you going to be covering for 2 hours?
I think we'll reboot a little bit with what's going on with the news now, but I still want to kind of update about what's going on with Trump. And what do you think, Greg?
Yeah, I'm just hoping to see Trump get out of that hospital, get back into the White House, and end that whole drama.
But I think we're going to look into the future. What does this mean? Where does Biden go from here?
I agree. Let me just say this. I'll be very clear. Trump is in the greatest danger of his 3.5-year presidency, or 3-plus, almost 4-year presidency, in Walter Reed, with experimental drugs we've looked at that they say don't give somebody unless they're dying. I mean, the fact that they said, oh, he asked for it. The doctors are like, he asked for these, so we're monitoring him in case they hurt him. They said that in the press conference yesterday. Exactly. I read the literature. I'm like, God, it says it could kill him. These are really dangerous. I'm like, okay. Then I watch the press conference. Well, he asked for this. So that is really hardcore, and I'm really worried about Trump. He's a tough guy. He wants to get back to normal, but no hydroxychloroquine, but he's been giving an experimental mouse pus. That's what it is.
Pus.
Well, that's what antibodies are. Pus. Yeah. It's what
protein.
It's what white blood cells spit out.
Right, and it attaches to the markers in the cell.
Yeah. So I mean, like Trump's like, yeah, I'll take whatever you got. I'm like, well, sir, we'll do this. He's barely even sick. That can kill you, they admit. So I hope that's not the case. I don't want to be proven right here. I'm just really concerned.
And America is in the most dangerous time in all of its history, I think you can say. I think you can say the same thing about the entire planet. I mean,
exactly. You couldn't have a military do this. It's all psychological, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you could feel the psychology the moment Trump went in the hospital. And I would argue that even people on the left probably felt it, that there's a sense of, he offered a sense of security in the past few years.
Well, the stock market went up. We had people like, America's open again. But now you feel it. Oh, wait, it's not.
It's unbelievable how the stock market has held on, too. It's just incredible. It just tells you just how successful he really was. I mean, here we are.
Well, because he's a leader in charge. They told America, you're over. You're closed. Trump says, we're not closed.
And you see everyone praying for the president. And these people are praying for America. I would imagine.
Yeah, everyone, a prayer for Trump is a prayer for America.
It's a prayer for America right now. Because if Trump dies, just imagine how swift and fast destruction will come. Unbelievable.
And they've laid it all out. It's not their plan. It's the United Nations plan. It's coming, you know.
And it's extremely effective.
2030 is right around the corner. And that's what they're aiming at.
All right. We're going to go to break. Harrison Smith, the great reporter, is going to come in and take over on the live streams. Hope local stations pick it up. For other stations, we appreciate you. Day and night, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. I come on 11 a.m. I'm Alex Jones. John Bowne, great reporter. Another wonderful reporter here, Greg Reese. I want to thank the great crew tonight here. Owen normally hosts this show. The next 2 hours only has 6 minutes ads an hour. So we're going to have a lot of time to cover every issue, a lot of time to play the clips, a lot of time to go over all the news. But just remember, the enemy wants you to feel powerless and not realize the power you have, word of mouth, to tell folks about this show right now. We are so close to winning, so close to losing. Every little bit counts, so tell everyone you know about Band.Video.
This isn't about us, it's about you.
It's about you. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Take the live feed at Infowars, share it, say, here's the forbidden information, listen and share it. You do that, the world change. We'll be right back with our number 3 and 4. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing. Thanks for staying with us. Infowars.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.